This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a short time ago, witnessed the signing of a history-making peace agreement with the Taliban in Qatar. It is aimed at ending the war in Afghanistan. This after a week-long U.S.-Taliban accord on a reduction of violence. The deal calls for the U.S. to reduce its troop level in Afghanistan from 13,000 to about 8,600. In Brussels, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called today's event a necessary move toward peace.
This will be only the first but very important first step towards a lasting peace agreement in Afghanistan.
Stoltenberg said the only permanent solution is a peace process involving the Taliban and the Afghan government. Direct talks between the two sides are tentatively scheduled to begin within 10 days. Under the agreement, Afghanistan is to release 5,000 jailed Taliban prisoners, while the insurgents are forbidden to allow extremists to launch attacks against America or its allies from Afghan soil. The war in Afghanistan is more than 18 years old, the longest armed conflict in U.S. history. Fears over the coronavirus outbreak are spreading rapidly as many countries, including Africa's densely populated Nigeria, encounter their first cases of the COVID-19 infection. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The World Health Organization has boosted its risk assessment of the virus spreading worldwide
to very high at global level,
with the number of nations hit nearing five dozen.
The first case of coronavirus disease in Nigeria, confirmed in Nigeria.
It's now reached sub-Saharan Africa. Mexico, New Zealand, and Iceland are among other nations reporting their first cases, some appearing with no obvious source. With governments scrambling to contain the virus, the health crisis is turning into an economic one, with travel warnings, factory shutdowns, and event cancellations.
The Geneva International Motor Show n'aura pas lieu,
including one of the car industry showcase events. Sagar Magani, Washington.